AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. American-born Saeed Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, died in a shootout with police shortly after they killed 14 of his co-workers attending a holiday luncheon in San Bernardino, California. FBI Director James Comey says his agents hope evidence they have will help them understand what drove the pair to kill.
We are going through a very large volume of electronic evidence. This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us that we now have and are exploiting to try and understand them.
Tashfeen Malik came to this country on a special visa for fiancés of U.S. citizens, State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau.
There's interagency background checks and information sharing that goes on there. So there's several layers of vetting that I can't get into details in terms of the type or the scope of the vetting.
Malik entered the U.S. in July 2014. The White House is considering expanding the draft to include women.
Just about all men have to register with the Selective Service System within a month of their 18th birthday. And now that combat jobs are being opened up to women, they may also have to register. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is actually something that the Department of Defense is taking a look at.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter said earlier this year he supports a review of the draft. Selective Service marks its 99th anniversary next month. The draft hasn't been used since the 1970s, when the U.S. turned to an all-volunteer military. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Analysts say November was another month of solid hiring. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
This economy has been expanding at a rate that is seen as sustainable. And so as we look at 2016, the Federal Reserve believes that it can begin to normalize interest rates.
This is AP Radio News. Oscar-nominated actor Robert Loggia, who was known for gravelly-voiced gangsters from Scarface to The Sopranos, but who was also most endearing as Tom Hanks' kid-at-heart toy company boss in Big, has died. He was 85. In an AP interview in October 1998, Loggia said he came to terms with playing the tough guy parts.
You get confused with parts that you play. So my college education, that I'm articulate, that I'm intelligent, that I'm a family man, that I'm hopefully a good citizen and all of that, and that just gets thrown out. I'm a tough mafia guy. Well, so be it.
Loggia's wife says he died yesterday at his home in Los Angeles after a five-year battle with Alzheimer's. General Motors plans to start selling a Chinese-made Buick SUV in the U.S. starting next year. It says the American design and vision is part of a GM joint venture. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.